Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Engineer Frank's Radio. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about the first part of the show. We're going to hit that narcissism topic one more time because we got some new research here on how narcissists age. Do they get better? What do you think? Well, we're going to talk about that. And we have a quack report, but before we get into more of that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face in line of the time because it grows short. And our devotional, this is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen to that. So we're going to be talking about narcissism. So that's apropos. And but before we get all that great stuff, let's do the quack report. Alright, first up in the Quacker, America's cancer crisis. Numbers are kind of frightening and astounding. They have linked some of these depending on age, ethnicity, and gender. So in the United States, the condition of cancer is on the rise. They say 15% over the last 10 years. They say increasingly unhealthy lifestyles they're impacting the gut is what they're blaming it on. The new data also says that cancer can take its toll on different types of Americans that are affected by the disease. 8% of the cancer cases in the United States were colorectal. Some new extensive reports there from Washington-based nonprofit USA Facts. Also, more studies are being done on the 4% of all men and women in the United States that develop the colorectal cancer in their lifetime. Some new analysis are saying that the U.S. cancer crisis diagnosis is found to have risen 37% since 2019. And the data also details how likely a person may be to develop a type of disease such as cancer by gender, age, and socioeconomic background. So I think we've done some recent shows on cancer. If you haven't heard them, hit the archives. Check out our blog on thepowerherbs.com as well and get empowered about that topic. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, gender-neutral laboratories, they say, have more germs than the single-sex laboratories. So they're saying that germs on this research report, this is a UK study, by the way, they're looking at bacteria, multi-drug resistant superbugs, and all those other kind of nasty things that you don't want to even think about. So laboratories for women, they found, carried far fewer microbes than those of the male laboratories. But when they studied the facilities of, you know, the door handles and around 8 times dirtier than the women's laboratory handles. But they said the unisex laboratories were the worst of all. They found the study presented extreme pathogen activity there. So they also submitted this research to the Global Congress of Barcelona in April of this year. So I know, people thinking, hand sanitizer, Well, wash your hands a lot. Please wash your hands. I don't know, I get those wet ones at the store. They're little packets. They don't dry out, and they stay fresh a long time, and you can use them after you pump your gas, touch, you know, convenience store door handles and whatever. So keep it clean out there. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so don't forget the seek Lord's face, mind time, it grows short. I don't know if I mentioned that. He is coming soon, and you don't want to miss his return. He is coming for those that are looking for him, according to Scripture. All right, we're going to be talking about how narcissists age. What a loaded question, really. So the old saying that we age like fine wine, well, as we get older anyway, but this does not apply to anyone with a narcissistic personality disorder. So I came across this, one of the largest recent studies on narcissism and how they were reporting a change for the better throughout the narcissist's life. So we live in a narcissistic age, and the technology today is pretty much a candy store for the narcissist. Unfortunately, the narcissist grows worse and worse with age because he gleans experience and adds to his bag of demonic tricks. So narcissists have one of the worst clinical conditions with a very poor prognosis. Now, I'm not saying every narcissist can't get better. I'm not saying that. I would say the odds are against them, basically because they don't want to get better. They like their grandiose opinion, behavior, and they resist change. They just resist change to death. I'm sorry, that's just what they do. Okay, so let's look at the study. This is December 2019, Michigan State University published a study on how narcissists' behavior changes over time. So the research was published in the December 2019 Journal of Psychology and Aging. Here is a quote from one of the lead professors, William Kopick, professor of psychology at Michigan, says, "In our culture, there is a narrative that generations are getting more and more narcissistic. No study before looked at generations to see how this personality disorder varies with age." So all the research that I have read on this subject, narcissism, is there's really no amount of therapy that can help a narcissist. Not really. They often get worse towards their retirement years, showing more aggression and anger. However, this study followed 750 narcissists ages 13 to 70. They didn't follow them through their entire lifetime, though. So the typical character traits they listed as they observed them were arrogance, sensitivity to criticism, worry about what people think of them, master manipulators, chronic liars, coveters, they like to covet your things, unfaithful, untrustworthy, envious, and high opinion of themselves. They're ego-driven. Okay. So according to this research, they had this high opinion of themselves, and it increased with age on the high opinion of themselves, but they said the rest of those characteristics, they said, slightly declined over time as they aged. The study also feels that life experiences tend to modify the character traits of the narcissist. I'm going to read you another quote from Professor Kopick, who said, "There are things that happen in life that can shake people a little bit and force them to adapt their narcissistic qualities." Well, I'll say they do adapt. They get subtle and better at it. So the study suggests that narcissists tend to mellow with age. And at this point, I wonder if the researchers had any real experience with narcissism and the people who exercise narcissistic behavior. I would say that some of the reasons for their findings could be narcissists change their targets, narcissists can experience what is called narcissistic collapse, and the usual behavior of this can diminish or temporarily vanish. Or lastly, they can be very subtle and manipulate outside sources as if they had no connection to the outcomes, but they benefited from them. So narcissists are very sly and slippery. Typically they are. So according to Professor Kopick, the reason there was a decline in the narcissistic behavior was the person got their first job. Well, I think there may have been what I call a honeymoon period where the narcissist studied the lay of the land, who is and who isn't in the workplace and who would be the easiest to manipulate and control, as well as narcissists tend to be good judges of other people's character. They are attracted to those who are strong-willed and have a healthy personality. Okay, the reason is they feed off of this person's healthy mind. It is to help them in areas where they are maladjusted, such as in maturity and open-mindedness. So in the psychiatric circles, this is referred to as narcissistic supply. So when narcissists are abruptly shut off from their supply by some traumatic event, they can experience narcissistic collapse. They are very dependent on others for narcissistic supply. They don't like to be alone. And they are very dependent on others for the supply, and in reality, they pretty much are hunters, and they suck the life out of their victims, and then they discard them when they're done. Then they go find another supply. They see other human beings as nothing more than objects, and they have really no empathy for anyone. They become masters of what is an acceptable and expected response, and they mimic it without the necessary feelings as to why the response is appropriate. Think of a person who doesn't get a joke and laughs anyway because everybody else is laughing. Also, simply put, Professor Kopik is getting it wrong and is giving the narcissistic person a pass. He does not see the crafty and cunning nature that can be exhibited so naturally by the narcissist that it can even fool the average psychologist. So narcissists are charming and disarming. They have perfected the art of wiggling out of any situation and blaming it on their innocent victims. They exhibit no remorse or guilt about their behavior. Yeah, so that's pretty much what we face if you run across a narcissistic personality. Here's another quote from Kopik who says, "There's a sense in which narcissists start to realize that being the way that they are isn't smart if they want to have friends and meaningful relationships." See, he's definitely ignorant of what a narcissist is. They don't care about friendships and relationships. It's all about them. Everything revolves around them. There are a couple of types of narcissists, and the study really didn't go into depth on the types of narcissism, but here's a few main ones. Grandiose narcissism, which is your classic narcissist. Ego-driven, entitled, very arrogant. Also, covert narcissism. Often the hardest to spot, with passive-aggressive behavior and very subtle but destructive behavior. Malignant narcissism, often referred to as the most toxic of the types and is the most aggressive and violent. And also communal narcissism, which is an attention-seeking, self-absorbed, delusional narcissistic personality. They're often delusional about their success status, their careers, and so forth. So make no mistake, if you think you are dealing with a narcissist at home, work, or at school, give them a wide berth. They are trouble with a capital T. So living with a narcissist is a lesson in frustration, low self-esteem, and oppression. It's abuse. Pretty much. Constant abuse. Usually it's verbal, but it can be physical. They cannot be changed, and you cannot change them at all. If you think you can marry somebody and think you change them, you think again. They're going to change you. That's what's going to happen. So you can shoot down a narcissist with a few words. The word no, they don't like that. Keep saying it. No. No, no, no. The word accountability and the word responsibility, they don't like any of those words. If you start speaking those words, they're going to try to avoid you, which that is your narcissism kryptonite. That's what it is. However, you want to be safe. If you have any dealings with a narcissist, victims of the narcissist come away with emotional and physical damage. Being around these people changes the brain, and not in good ways. You have a nervous system issue. There is a book by Dr. Leanna Passler, P-A-S-S-A-L-E-R, Passler, and maybe helpful for any of the survivors out there of narcissism abuse. The title of the book is Heal Your Nervous System. Okay. Survivors who seek counseling, you go and go to a counselor, you need a professional that is an expert in narcissistic abuse and recovery. Otherwise, you're going to be re-victimized by an ignorant counselor. Absolutely, and they're out there. So basically, in the year 2000, very little was published on this behavior, narcissism. A lot of counselors that were in a profession didn't have a clue and were pretty much manipulated and charmed by any narcissist that they came in contact with. They can charm the pants off of a courtroom, okay? Unless, of course, you've got a district attorney and a judge that knows what to look for in narcissistic behavior. So you want to stay safe. That's important because these people are not anyone you want to toy with. You will be outmaneuvered, okay? Psychological abuse in many ways is really worse than physical torture because a lot of these victims rehash what happened to them over and over in their brain. It's hard for them to conceive what just happened, you know. And narcissists are experts at gaslighting you, okay? They turn everything around and make it your fault, your problem. You know, and they're masters at this. And they even have their victims second-guessing themselves. So in many ways, it's worse than physical torture. Because in this day and age, we need to be diligent in who we associate with and who our children associate with. And narcissists are relentless. And the term, they kick a dead horse, suits them. They're relentless. They are narrow-minded people. They have tunnel vision. And I don't think personally they should be around children and shouldn't be raising children because they're going to destroy the self-esteem of those young minds. That's what they do. They're very envious and jealous. So if they have kids and they're raising kids, these kids cannot grow up to be more successful than them. See what I mean? So they're not going to be growing up with the parental viewpoint and encouragement of you can do anything you set your mind to. You would never hear that out of a narcissist's mouth. Okay? They don't give compliments. They just don't. Can you imagine being a kid going through childhood, not one nice thing, not one kind word? You're starved for kindness. You're starved for genuine love. So these people, in a lot of instances, a lot of times you can have people that have what you call unclean spirits. The Bible calls them unclean spirits or familiar spirits. So you ever hear the Bible tell you that, you know, the sins of the father will visit the generations, third and fourth generation? Because a lot of these spirits will go down through the generational line, and that's why they're called familiar spirits. They're from the family. They're coming out of the family. So the only way to get rid of those types of spirits is to call upon the name of Jesus Christ to deal with them. Yep. The captain of the host himself, the angel of the Lord. And that's how you get rid of those spirits. But in the meantime, you know, we can use some medicinal herbs that can help our nervous system and our mental health. The folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do have a few things. So they have the Body Foundation Food Mix, which has a lot of nice vitamins and minerals, especially B, like in boy, B vitamins to help the nervous system because your nervous system runs on Bs. Valerian root, they also have that, which helps take tension out of the nervous system. It's like giving your nervous system a big sigh of relief, but it doesn't sedate you. So it can help you if you're being victimized and oppressed by a narcissist. It can help you think clearly because when you get abused by a narcissist, sometimes it's hard to think clearly. They have a lot of other certified organic formulas there. You could give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address if you're outside the U.S. 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And they're starting their Mother's Day sale. I believe it starts tomorrow. It starts tomorrow on the 1st of May. Runs through the 12th of May. So you do want to take advantage of that and save some money and use a coupon code. You'll see that on the homepage, but the coupon code is going to be MOM24, and your order basket total has to be $65 or more to receive the discount. So take advantage. Get some of these nice herbs to help you cope with stress, whether you're dealing with narcissists or not. Do your organ cleansing before the summer season so you can get it out of the way. Anything at all. You want to stock up on pandemic kits or snake bite or heart attack kits. They're there. So this is a good time to do it and save. Also, if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for their newsletters, which go out each week. So the Health Quest will go out on Friday and the American Survival on Tuesday, and they're absolutely free. Has lots of empowering information inside. They're only delivered by email. You can also visit their blog also on their website with new and interesting articles. They have herb spotlight articles, and they have user guides and research reports and all these things that you may find helpful in your quest for better health. Also want to mention that there is some construction going on. So the week of Mother's Day, so the week of May, I'm still in April over here, the week of May the 12th, the folks at Apothecary Herbs are going to close for renovations. So if you're going to take advantage of the Mother's Day sale, I highly encourage you to get your orders in by the 10th of May if you want them mailed out. If you get your order in by the 12th, the last day of the sale, they will be shipped on the 20th of May, okay? So they will be closed, taking a little break as their bang-bang and the sawing and the drilling goes on, which, you know, very noisy, dusty. You know how it goes with renovations. Always great stuff. But that's what happens when you expand and do well and blessed by the Lord. Amen. Oh, we got to take a little break, but when we come back, more health news that will empower you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep.
Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Elbows, just a real problem for a lot of people. But the American College of Rheumatology says more Americans have gout than they did in the 90s. So it's kind of a stark reality that allopathic medicine is not curing or even preventing this painful condition. So as I said, there's no money in well people, so they're not looking for the cure. They're looking for disease management. So, let's see. 8.3 million Americans in 2013 reported suffering every day with gout or arthritic conditions. And according to the research, conditions other than gout, which are caused by uric acids, have affected 43 million Americans, or 21% of the population. Now, New Zealand and the UK seem to have the same problem. And gout, after all, is a form of arthritis. So we're going to take a look at both of these. So let's look at some symptoms of gout. And you may be familiar with the symptoms of gout, or you knew maybe a family member or a friend who has put up with the pain, the swelling, the redness and tenderness, and the hot and stiff joints. So no amount of tampering seems to offset a gout attack. When I was growing up, we had a lot of family together for the holidays, and my grandmother had a mild to moderate gout condition, but it always would flare up on her during the holiday season. So my grandmother's big toe would kind of bloom up, usually around Thanksgiving, and she would pop it up on the ottoman or put it up on a pillow, and my older brother and I, probably elementary school, so we would come over and we'd ask our grandmother if we could draw a smiley on her big toe. So we'd use, you know, a black marker and very lightly draw this face on the bottom of her toe. And you know, she was a team player. She had a sense of humor, but of course she normally was sipping on a highball. So she had that Brooklyn accent of hers, and she would say, "Sure, go ahead, go for it." So she was a very good sport, but she never understood why she had gout flare-ups around the holidays, but we're going to reveal to you why that was. So it really is about these acids. Now, according to some research, the uric acids from your cooked foods are broken down in your system, and they become purines. And this can build up in the body and settle in your soft tissue joint area, creating crystal deposits. They are also called tophi. So the crystals can make the skin look even lumpy. And the body areas known to become gouty will be the arch or the instep of your foot, your ankles and your heels, your toes, your knees, your wrists, your fingers, and elbows. So why are these acid crystals accumulating? Well, another area of the body that can accumulate crystals is your kidneys. So if the acids don't dissolve in the blood, and if the kidneys are blocked or clogged, the crystals can accumulate. So where you're going to find acidy blood, there's going to be gout. So according to medical science, the purines come from many foods we eat. animal liver, peas, anchovies, and dried beans. Turkey is a big one. That's why Thanksgiving is the gout season. Some other triggers for your gout, stress, fatigue, prescription medicines, or interactions with prescription drugs, excessive alcohol, and even some other illnesses. Now, early gout symptoms can usually resolve themselves in just a few days without any intervention. So it is the future gout attacks that tend to stay around longer and then are harder to resolve. Also, gout flare-ups can be months or even years apart. Well, let's get back to the holiday season, where people have more gout attacks than any time of the year. So during your festivities, we tend to eat things we don't normally eat throughout the rest of the year. We eat more meats, which are, you know, most, we get a lot of cooked foods during the holiday, cold winter months, which have more uric acid in them. So add some alcohol to the holiday festivities and some holiday stress, and you can see how easy it is for the gout to erupt. So physicians will usually test the patient's blood, you know, take a blood sample, and they look for high acid, and if it's confirmed, it's called hyperuricemia. Or they can even take some fluid from an affected joint area and look at to see if it has any gout crystals in it. The presence of your acid offers the opportunity for crystals to form and produce the gout symptoms. So what is the risk factor? Well, you're going to be more at risk of developing a gout if your relatives have the disease. You are at a higher risk of gout if you are male, overweight, you drink alcohol, and you eat a lot of rich foods, you lack the necessary enzymes to break down the purine acids, and you have been exposed to maybe lead, maybe you take store-bought vitamins that contain a lot of niacin, and you take drugs like diuretics, aspirin, cyclochloroquine, or L-DOPA. So rheumatoid physicians believe that gout and its sister conditions are triggered by metabolic syndrome, obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure. And researchers are finding out that the incidence of these conditions doubled from 1960 to 1990, and so did the gout. So it's the diet, okay? It's our lifestyle, you know, and they are changing the food as well with more genetically modified this and that. So the food's not the same. So it's creating a lot of inflammation, and the easiest place for uric acids to go is in soft tissue joints. Now getting back to your family tree, a lot of people have relatives that have gout or arthritis, and their risk factor is high. And if you think about it, common sense will tell you we tend to learn how to eat like our relatives, cook like our relatives. So more fresh fruits and vegetables in the diet is going to help cut back on your meat portions, maybe to 4 ounces, and use certified organic, wild-raised, farm-raised, grass, beef, if you're eating beef. You know, try to stay away from the grain-fed types of foods or the animal feed types of foods. Now, let's look at New Zealand. This is a study, University of Otago in New Zealand, published in the Journal of Rheumatology. They were looking at hospital admissions for gout over a 10-year period, and they concluded that the condition had worsened over the decade and seemed to correlate with coexisting conditions like cardiovascular disease and obesity. So this is not to say that slender people can't get gout, because they can and they do. But you may have interactions with those drug therapies for those conditions which exacerbate inflammatory response and kind of make you ripe for gout conditions. Let's look at some of the food triggers for inflammation, and before, you know, gout and arthritis, corn is at the top of the list because most of it's GMO, and your GMO foods, according to medical science now, more studies are coming out, does create a lot of inflammation in the body. Wheat, especially our grains, they're coated with glyphosate, a lot of inflammation from those chemicals on the grains. Milk, cow's milk does have a lot of byproduct drugs in it from antibiotics to growth hormones, as well as cheese, which is concentrated milk. A lot of people are shocked to find a slice of cheese is really 8 glasses of milk. Your meats, your alcohol, your omega-3 vegetable oils like corn oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, stay away from those. You want olive oil, coconut oils. You don't want the omega-6 oils. So if you remove these from the diet, you should improve the conditions overall. So watch what you're doing. Tweak that lifestyle, and that's empowering. You have a whole lot of power over that, and you'll feel a lot better, and you can stay out of the doctor's office. A lot of times if you're gluten sensitive, you know, get the wheat, the gluten out of the diet, get certified organic gluten-free oats and things like that, and you'll do much better. So some foods that help relieve a lot of inflammation are going to be your fish, like your salmon, your herring, your sardines. A vegetarian lifestyle helps, as well as ginger root. Ginger root was used by the ancient civilizations for all kinds of pain and inflammation, and it's very effective. So our ancestors, they didn't have pharmaceutical drugs. They didn't have a CVS pharmacy, but they fought disease with nutrition, okay? Alfalfa was used as a rich mineral source to help with the gout. Ginseng was also used as a genocide compound to help relieve the symptoms of arthritis and gout. Oregano was used as an anti-inflammatory if they didn't have access to MeadowSweet herb, if that wasn't available. Rosemary was also used if cayenne was scarce. Now, cayenne is a circulatory agent, helps the blood. So in 1966, many early Americans used cod liver oil to lubricate their joints and reverse the disease entirely. Yeah. Now, a book by Dr. Colin Dong called The Arthritis Cookbook recommends a vegetarian lifestyle and specifically warns against meats, dairy, black pepper, alcohol, and chemical additives in tomatoes. Those could be triggers for you. You may have food sensitivities. The other way you could do it is, you know, go to a homeopathic physician, not your general practitioner, but a homeopathic physician, because they can order a blood panel to pull up all your food sensitivities. Dermatologists don't do that. They only do like a dozen, and they're not even food sensitivities. A lot of times it's environmental. So go to a homeopathic physician, a naturopath, and they can pull the blood panel for you, and you can tweak your diet and sidestep a lot of problems if you know what you're sensitive to. So getting back to your ginger root for just a minute, people want to know, how does this work with gouty or arthritis condition? Has this anti-inflammatory agent, just like willow bark and MeadowSweet herb do? But this is some research out of the University of Denmark. They studied ginger root for arthritic conditions, and they found this ancient medicine worked. So in the study, the ginger relieved swelling, pain, stiffness, and improved mobility. They also found that ginger does this by blocking a formation of a hormone-like substance which causes the inflammation. So the research did report that the ginger root worked as well or even better than your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds and without any side effects. They said ginger root did more than the drugs by blocking prostaglandins and leukotrienes to reduce other substances that tend to cause inflammation and helped protect us from free radical damage with a lot of antioxidants. So now the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do have some ginger root there for you. They have some wonderful plant-based calcium formulas. They do have some options for you there. Also, other nutrients, best way to prevent gout and arthritis conditions for severe issues. layer in some herbs with significant impact. So you may have to get aggressive and use a combination of herbs that help with inflammation. Also, make sure your foods count. They contain the nutrition to help support your bones and joints with silicon or silica, which is a mineral. Fibrous plants like beets and lettuce and cucumbers will all have that silica in them. Celery, onions, all going to be great for you there. They also found horsetail and oat straw herb have lots of phosphorus, another mineral important because it is the main structural element for bone strength. You find a lot of it in nuts and seeds, vegetables and fish, and high-protein plants. So nutrition matters. And unfortunately, a lot of what they're growing and serving up under conventional growing methods is 50% depleted in nutrition. And this is why everybody's sick. We are the nation that spends the most on healthcare and are the sickest nation. Something's wrong with that picture. Something's very wrong with that picture. All right, we got a few minutes here. How much time we got? Okay. We're going to be talking about some blood vessel dilators. A lot of people are on medications for this. And medical science prescribes a lot of vasodilator-type drugs to their patients. And they're told they're in a need for this chemical-type drug to help widen their blood vessels and increase blood flow and improve their blood pressure. Now, patients with high blood pressure may not know that such medications affect their adrenal glands. So vasodilator drugs often are prescribed with other heart medicines. So there are many types of vasodilators, such as nitroglycerin, minoxidil, which is your Rogaine. Patients may not know the difference between high blood pressure medicines like calcium channel blockers or diuretics and vasodilators. Both work to try to address hypertension, but they work differently. It's also important that people trying to reverse hair loss using Rogaine or minoxidil, they're using products under various names that contain minoxidil. They just changed the name, so you really need to do your homework. So they are absorbing this vasodilator drug through the skin. It's a transdermal drug if you're treating your hair with it. There's been some research lately that has shown that people with healthy hearts can be affected by that in a negative way. Dr. William Pettinger, Journal of Hypertension, said this: of the many vasodilator drugs, minoxidil is a much more potent vasodilator. So this is the stuff they're putting for hair loss on people. He says it can cause hearing loss, renal retention of sodium, edema, and the need for a diuretic, and weight gain. It can also cause cardiac enlargement. So there is a part of the human body that medicine refers to as the vasomotor center. The adrenal glands are affected by vasodilators and affect hormones and central nervous system function, which would explain many of the side effects that are listed. According to Dr. William Pettinger, the vasodilator drugs work differently than other blood pressure medicines and increase the risk of acute pulmonary edema, which would be fluid around your heart and lungs, tachycardia, abnormal heart rhythms, myocardial infarction, which is a risk of heart attack and damage to the heart muscle. He goes on to say he urges caution when you use your vasodilators. Here are some of the side effects. Some people have a natural allergy to these type of vasodilator drugs, and they can't use them. So people who have allergies to foods, dyes, preservatives, and other substances may be prohibited from using vasodilators. So if you're taking vasodilators, patients often experience a secondary disease called a side effect. So pregnant women usually run into problems with vasodilators causing blood abnormalities as well as uncontrollable hair growth. Now, in lab animals, vasodilators have caused birth defects, and there have been no scientific studies regarding pregnancy or breastfeeding with your vasodilators. So the average patient that's on a vasodilator drug can develop the following conditions: headaches, nausea, bloating and vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite, dizziness, angina, which is heart pain, irregular heartbeats, muscle and joint pain, muscle weakness, numbness, tingling of extremities, swollen extremities, fever, sore throat, general sick feeling, skin blisters, my goodness, itching and flushed skin, increase the risk of kidney disease, stroke, heart attack, and heart damage, adrenal tumors, the drugs don't interact well with other types of drugs like over-the-counter medicines, and you can get systemic lupus, which they say is rare, which is blood cancer. Well, let's talk about extreme caution. Since vasodilators do not mix well with other medicines, patients need to exercise extreme caution taking additional meds. Now, for instance, over-the-counter drugs for, let's say, appetite control or your cold and flu medicines, your asthma medications, or any of your allergy products that are sold either with or without prescription could be a problem. Now, some of these products will increase or decrease your blood pressure, and it's really not hard to see why so many people end up in the emergency room or the morgue when they take prescribed medicines such as vasodilators. Dr. Penninger says this, vasodilating and antihypertension meds produce an array of side effects, allergic reactions, and toxicity in varying degrees. They have the potential of creating congestive heart failure among other serious conditions. Detailed knowledge of these drugs is a prerequisite in order to prescribe and for patient use. So, a lot of these people are on vasodilators, and then within a 10-year period, they wind up with congestive heart failure. So, this was a research report regarding the Rogaine use. People were reporting they were using it for hair loss. And like this one female, age 50, she said, no question, it was the Rogaine that caused my heart symptoms and blood pressure problems. I applied it for hair loss, but I won't sacrifice my health. So she just continued using it. Another person went by the name of Roby, says, when I was 18, I became paranoid about hair loss. I started using Rogaine. I'm 25 now. I have very bad blood pressure problems. I find it strange that I used Rogaine, a powerful antihypertensive vasodilator, for 4 years, and now I have very bad blood pressure and heart rate problems. You think it's strange, huh? Well, here's the thing. Rogaine was being tested for a heart drug, a vasodilator heart drug. And they just happened to notice when their human test group was using it, their hair improved. Some of them had thinning hair, receding hairlines, and they noticed it improved. So in addition to using it as a heart drug, they changed the name and they marketed it as a hair loss treatment without any regard to what it does to healthy cardio systems. Here is something that wound up in Upjohn Dermatology in 1995. They said, in animal studies, minoxidil, that's your Rogaine, in larger amounts applied to topical application of the skin, has caused important heart structure damage, and this kind of damage has not been seen in humans. Oh, well, you didn't look for it. You didn't try to look for it. So be careful what you put on. Really, be very careful what you put on out there. Hair loss is a tough thing. It could be stress, adrenal issues, thyroid issues. So maybe seek a naturopath to help that figure that chemistry out to see where it's stemming from, so you can get some balance there. But in the meantime, if you need a free catalog on some natural medicinal products and natural therapy information, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget to sign up for newsletters if you want to get life-empowering information each week, absolutely free, in your email. go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and sign up there for free. They also have a neat little blog that where they're increasing each week some articles there that you may find interesting and helpful. So check that out. They try to include blog posts each week for your reading pleasure. And don't forget their sale. The Mother's Day sale is beginning, and you'll save 25% through the 12th of May. Use coupon code MOM24 in your shopping cart, over the phone, or on your order form, and get it in by the 12th. Well, I am out of time, so don't forget, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.